To the 716 Rocks Podcast. My name is Nate Trone, Patron.
What's up, Buffalo? It's Grizzle.
And behind that shiny glass, we got our main man producer, Redbeard.
What up?
That is no man. That is, in fact, a gargoyle. Hunched over behind the glass. A ginger gargoyle, to be exact.
Stewing over broken technology.
Bam, bam. Patron, man, come on. Let's talk about the Bills. Let's
talk
do
about
this.
Football. Come on, we got to be more excited.
Woo!
We are still in the hunt. What are we now, 6-6?
I think the hunt.
We got a tiebreaker over Houston. J.G. Watt was ISO'd, baby. Tyrod Taylor coming through. I feel pretty good. I wasn't sure how I was going to feel tonight. You know, I'm like, this is make it or break it. We got to win this game to stay alive. I don't know. I thought we were going to get, you know, powered, voltage, watted. I still had nightmares of J.J. Watt going pick six in E.J.'s face, picking off a screen down the red zone, taking a house. I had nightmares of that last night. Man, I couldn't sleep. But guess what? I'm a happy camper tonight. I'm just chilling. I'm hanging out. I'm hanging out in the 716 Rocks studio. I'm with my co-host Grizz. I'm feeling good. Sipping on some scissor. Eating on my dessert. How you feeling?
What was that about? Can we just talk about the Bills?
Yeah.
Gosh.
I'm laying you a softball, man.
Just because, you know, guys have been out on injury the last few weeks, and we've had to do things in the garage, we've had to, you know, talk into an iPad, doesn't mean that now all of a sudden you got a legitimate microphone in the studio. You can just rant for nothing about 2 minutes here, okay?
All right,
this
man.
Is a Bills podcast.
I'm back.
I gotta say, you know, going into this game, I predicted a 23-16 loss for the
Bills. Boo! Yes, right.
I was pleasantly surprised. I will say I was pleasantly surprised, but I'm still cautiously optimistic about the rest of the way out here.
Oh, I'm very cautious. Extremely cautious. We go 3-1. We're not guaranteed a playoff spot. I mean, likely, we might have to win out. You know, we have some losses that really shot us in the foot. We're down to, like, 7 toes right now. But, you know, I feel good tonight. I'm taking one game at a time. I'm going to go ahead and feel good this week. Definitely on the schedule, we got some games we can win. So, Grizz, I want to ask you, what were the successes of this game? Because I don't see a whole lot of difference in the caliber of, say, maybe the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Houston Texans, I don't see this big gap in talent. I mean, they're comparable teams. So what was the difference maker today?
Well, I think you got to look at execution. I mean, execution-wise, there's two things that stand out in my mind. Number one is play calling. Some of the play calling, I loved it. I was sitting in my chair just feeling like, wow, I'm watching a respectable football team make some calls that it's hard to figure out what they're going to do.
Right.
And it's also the execution of, I think, a lot of it has to go to Tyrod, making some throws that, let's face it, over the last couple weeks, we have just not really seen him make.
Right.
You know, so I think play calling, I mean, you think about the game, favorite play from the game, what do you got?
Favorite play from the game. I have a couple that come to mind. I mean, there was a moment there I thought we were taking a trip to the zoo. We're down at the Buffalo Zoo. I was seeing so many wildcats, and they were working.
But, wow.
Whoo! I don't know if I would have run the wildcat to, I don't even know how to say his name, the running back that showed up out of nowhere today. Gillisley. And I think that's the first, second time we ran the wildcat. I don't think it was the first time, but it was kind of cool. It worked. The misdirection play, where Tyrod got out in front a couple times of McCoy to the left side of the field. I think one was kind of a broken play and McCoy strung it out. I really liked the screen pass to Chuck Clay. Did you like the screen pass to Chuck Clay?
Which one? You're talking about they ran Shady out to the left side?
To the left, yeah.
I love it.
Tyrod looked over to his left and dumped it to the right.
Absolutely,
and he had linemen out.
A little delayed screen out to Clay there. You know, just the creativity.
Yeah.
To see some creativity and just not the same old was, man, just can I get some more of that? Can I get some more of that week to week? Secondly, a couple throws down in the red zone. Nice little fade pattern to Sammy.
Whew.
Is that really the first of the season that we've seen that?
I think that's the first time we saw a fade pattern down the red zone to Sammy. That's insane, dude.
How ridiculous is week 13? How ridiculous is that concept?
Can we get one of those a week?
And then secondly, back shoulder route.
Yeah.
Also in the red zone, a big catch, Bob.
How do you like that?
Have we seen that all season?
Not a lot.
I mean, you watch these other games in the NFL, right? You watch these other teams playing, good quarterbacks. That's just, that's standard business.
Right.
You know, week in, week out, I mean, you're seeing that, those types of plays every game. You know it's coming. It's one-on-one coverage with the corner.
BAU.
You're like, ah, it's either a fade up top or back shoulder route. Sure enough, touchdown, touchdown. It's like, why have the Bills not been doing it? Man, I was so excited, so pumped to see them actually doing what legitimate, respectable football teams do. Thank you.
Feels good, man. Feels great. How about Sammy Watkins? Back-to-back games, 100-plus yards, scoring TDs. He had 3 catches today. You feel good about that?
I'm cool. I mean, how many passes did Tyrod...
He tossed the rock 21 times. He had 11 completions today.
Hey, you know, three completions to Sammy. You know, is it great? No. Would I like to see him go to a more? Sure. Would I like a few screens thrown to Sammy? Absolutely.
They might roll that out next week.
Would I like some basic slant routes thrown to Sammy? Absolutely. But you know what?
One standard pass play at a time, my friend.
It's just amazing to me that our standards are so low that we're actually somewhat happy with 3 catches by our you know what, top receiver in a number of years here.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad. But, you know, overall, I'm pretty happy.
When you run the rock almost 200 yards, you don't need to throw more than 20 times.
Very true.
How about Shady? Also, him having back-to-back 100-yard-plus rushing games. That feels pretty good. When's the last time that happened for a Buffalo Bill?
Man, good old shifty hips, man. You got to love this, man. Just making plays out of nothing in the backfield. He's got nothing, no window. He's got that little delay where he's watching for stuff, and then boom, makes that little shifty hip cut, and bam, he's gone. I love it.
He didn't score a touchdown today, but I bet you he scored a couple sniffing salts in the locker room.
Ooh. Concussion protocol.
Concussion protocol.
Open the jar, baby.
What is concussion protocol, Grizz?
Well, that's up for interpretation, I believe. You know,
what do you think it means for the Bills and Shady?
from team to team, I think that's open for interpretation. I think really what that boils down to is let's bring him back in the locker room. Let's put on the show like we're actually doing something we're supposed to be per the NFL. And really, we're just going to put a few little salts under his nose.
Woo! Woo!
Maybe
I'm awake.
Help him out with some painkillers and send him back out in the field. And say, yep, he passed.
Give me the rock, coach.
All the tests have been cleared. He's good. Let's put him back in the game.
I will ask you this. Tyrod Taylor, do you think maybe he was more injured the past few weeks than we were led on to believe by the coaching staff? Because past couple weeks, no zip, floating balls today. Seemed to have a lot more velocity, more accuracy, and moved around well.
I think it's a possible theory. You know, there's one throw I can think during the game. It was it ended up getting called back on, I think, on a line, offensive line holding. He threw to Sammy. It was a high ball. Sammy still caught it. He was a little worried about his getting a little rib shot, and, you know, it all worked out. But aside from that, I can't really think of any really poor throws that I've seen over the last couple weeks. I mean, he had a number of great throws as well that got dropped by receivers this game. So I think there may be something to that. Is he hurt? My other question with it, though, is that is it really, you know, he's developing? He's learning? I'd like to think it's more that case, that as the weeks progress and he gets more and more experience, that he is learning from situations. Again, you know, to get the ball to Sammy and to just throw the ball his way, and he's going to come down with it more times than not.
Yeah. All right, man. One last thing before we move on to that big D defense. I want to give props to the right side of the line. You got John Miller out. We got our tackle out. We got backups in. Hey, J.J. Watt, the powerizer, Mr. Voltage himself. Yeah, he had 4 tackles, 1 for a loss today. We know how many sacks he had. Zip, 0. Stingy with De Niro. No QB hits. That's great, man. Our line held up today. I'm feeling pretty good.
I'll tell you what, I'm really glad from this podcast that you cleared up for me. When you said Big D and you hesitated there for a second and then said fence, I was really wondering when you said Big D, I was questioning what you were talking about.
So I didn't want to leave anything to imagination with our listeners out there. I knew you knew.
So I'm glad you cleared that up, that we were talking about the defense. That's great. Thank you.
All right, man. Let's keep it moving. I'm throwing the red flag here. Challenge under review. Keep going.
Oh, man. Let's talk about that Big D.
Fence.
I mean, what's your take on our defense? It's like week to week.
I don't know, man.
You just don't know what you're going to get, man. It's Forrest Gump out there. Life is a box of chocolates on our defense. What is going on?
You shut down the Patriots. You get stomped by Alex Smith, who didn't throw a touchdown pass to a receiver at all for an entire season. And then, you know, we played a decent game against Hoyer et al. He got poked in there. If Arian Foster's in there, it might have been a game changer. He's not. You know, he's out for the season. We know that. But, you know, they don't have a ton of playmakers on that Houston offense. They have DeAndre Hopkins. He's great. You know, he had a touchdown, a couple nice grabs, but our corner's been playing really well. Tell me about the D-line. $200 million D-line. You like that production?
I'm happy with Jerry Hughes.
He's a motor. Week in and week out, he is Mr. Consistent.
But I'm talking, that's one-fourth of our defensive line that we're talking about here. I mean, can I at least get 50%?
Half. Get half to show
just
up.
Just give me half, you know? I mean, Mario seems non-existent. He's got to be gone by the end of the season, right?
He did
make
the stat sheet. He had, what did he have? One QB hit. No tackles, no sacks. But he did have one QB hit today. So
he really, really earning his keep there.
How much was that one QB hit worth? A lot of money. About $1 million?
A little over.
I forget what he's making per game this year.
I don't know, but that's a pretty valuable hit that he made. So, I don't know. You know, it's interesting to me. I mean, you look at our defense. Going into the season, you think about, really, our defensive line, like you said, was supposed to be just outstanding. You know, coming off the season last year, you know, leading the league in some categories defensively, just looking great with the old sack factor.
The sack factory.
Sack factor. But I tell you what, they seem non-existent. And what's amazing to me is that it's really our corners that are making the news. And my man Rambo, every game, the dude is making plays.
Hey, Rez, can we get an injury update on Stephon Gilmore?
I'll look it up. Keep
make
up.
Yourself useful. Jeez. They play pretty well, man. How about Bakari Rambo?
Rambo.
Mm-hmm. That's how you pronounce it.
Is that how it is?
It's Rambo.
The dude's awesome, man. I love it. You're waiting for the guy to just make a play. He's like
tee off on somebody.
On the D line, it's Jerry Hughes. You're waiting for him to make a play. In the secondary, it's Rambo, dude. You're just waiting for him to hurt somebody, come up with a ball somewhere off a fumble, an interception. Again, he just didn't disappoint.
He had a beautiful sack on Hoyer, man. He spun around the blocker. I think it was a backfield blocker. Spun around him, and he just put a shoulder right into Hoyer's midsection. And then near the end of the game, was it maybe against Shorts? Cecil Shorts, was it? I think it was a fourth down.
Big third down play,
right? The dude caught the ball, and Bakari just blasts him, man. He was a little shaky getting up. Thank goodness Cecil was able to get up. But Bakari Rambo, my man. He keeps doing it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Nate. I mean,
tell me.
Patron.
Tell me.
There's not a whole lot to feel too sad about from this game. Right. I mean, they played pretty effective. Yep. You know? A few things here and there that maybe you want to see different. But
yeah, you can clean up some things.
I got to talk about our special teams. Can we talk special teams for a second? We don't give too much time to the special teams.
No, we don't.
You know, but let's talk special teams for a minute. I mean, can we just get rid of Dan Carpenter?
Cut him.
Can we just...
Cut him.
Can we just say, see you later. Whatever money we owe you, okay, we'll give it to you. But can you just get out of here?
That would be
great. What do you think? What do you think about this guy?
Well, you know, he was given the name. By you know, I think he had a T-shirt, 26 shirts. Was it Money Man, right, Mr. Money Man? He was great last year. He's awful this year. I have a theory. I think it's a combination of Rex getting in his head, but less so, or I should say, more so, that Rex being in his head is the lesser of the two factors. So
the other factor being
his hair. I think it's gotten too long. I think the weight, I think, is basically dragging him as he's approaching to the ball. Twofold, right? I think he has some drag, wind resistance, so he can't get the same velocity on the follow-through. But then I think as he is falling through, it's weighting him from the top down, and he's pivoting at the center of gravity, and he's not getting the same accuracy on the follow-through. It's the hair. It's gotten too long, the mullet. He's got to trim it.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's a good thing you're an engineer. You know, to be able to calculate
all I an engineer, Chris?
To be able to calculate all of those fancy dynamics and things that you got going on there. But why, I mean, we brought Cundiff in, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the reason for that? Can you explain that to me?
I think it was, why did they bring him in or why they cut him? I think it was, again, to play on the psychology of Daniel Carpenter. You need to shape up or ship out.
Can you not find a? I mean, what's his percentage this year?
It's bad. I don't know.
You're telling me you can't find at least an equivalent kicker that I can feel hopeful. I mean, this guy's kicking extra points, field goals, and you feel nervous, right?
Right.
Single time he's responsible for anything, don't you feel nervous?
Yes. And Grizz, in fact, tonight, you know, for our listeners out there, you know, a bunch of us, we get together every Sunday to watch the game. And we did not play the shout song until after the extra... Oh, God bless
Cusante.
You.
The gargoyle just sneezed. It's not very often that gargoyles do much of anything besides...
plan their phones and look up injury updates.
No update yet, buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
There is no update by the Buffalo Bills.
Are you on Facebook?
I looked everywhere.
No, I mean, are you on Facebook? Right?
Facebook was my last resort. I looked at Twitter. I looked at the Buffalo Bills website. I looked at NFL.com. I looked at ESPN.com.
I happen to know via Twitter.
Oh, I thought you were playing.
I happen to know via Twitter, guys, that Stephon Gilmore was seen leaving in a sling.
Oh.
And tomorrow is an MRI to determine the extent of the injury. So there you go.
Was that hard, Rez?
You know, our social media man's not here. We're...
I'm pretty sure Nate's going to be doing the podcast from his iPad in the garage from now on, just for the record.
We're struggling. These last few weeks, we are just injury-prone, man. We're
depleted.
We'll bring in, like, the third and fourth stringers.
We don't... I had McCold at the table.
Patron is the only consistent player here at the podcast. I mean, guys have been out. They've been
my gosh.
Sick. They've been traveling to Bora Bora.
Just call me Jerry Hughes.
Man, Jerry Hughes coming through. But no, I mean, why can't we just get rid of Carpenter? You're telling me some other bum off the street that, you know, has been kicking in the NFL at some point can't come in and at least do an equivalent job and give us hope, feeling like, you know what, at least I don't have to just sit here and you know, this guy I know is probably going to struggle with Dan Carpenter, right?
Yeah.
And you have that feeling when he steps up. Bring somebody new in that's like, we'll give him a shot. It's some fresh meat, you know what I'm saying?
Bring back Steve Christie.
Yeah, that's just crazy talk.
No.
But anyway, special teams, man. The other thing that bugs me, it just absolutely irritates me, is we have no return game whatsoever. I mean, it is non-existent. Punt returns, kick returns. It's embarrassing.
Figgy did take one back, 40, 50
yards? Yeah, and then it gets called back, of course. But... you don't, right? Is it just me, or you don't expect our return guys to do anything, right?
There is nothing exciting about our special teams. I don't get excited that potentially they could run one back.
Right.
I am happy if they get it back to the 20-yard line at a kick return, which is pathetic.
We are a professional organization.
We would have better net starting field position on kick returns if we just let it go every single time.
It gets under my skin of like these little things here and there of just the mediocrity where...
You know what's a shame, Chris? Is we have a guy that probably could take it back every once in a while.
but he can't hold on to the football.
He can't hang on to the football. He can't hang on to the football.
Just another guy on the team that makes you nervous when the ball's coming his way.
Every time. Leota's playing some safety, man. Shifting over to corner when Gilmore went out. He's good. He's good for our team. I like him.
I'm glad you do. Let me ask you this. Hey, just overall, you think about where the Bills sit right now, 6-6.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in the hunt. It's the month of December. We're talking, we're still legitimate shot to make the playoffs. Yes, likely we got to probably win out. You know, and if we go 3-1 in the next four games, we really got to hope for some things to go our way. But let me ask you this. You think about week 17 at home against the Jets. Picture this. Imagine that game determines, you know, it's a win and you're in scenario. Is that in your book just as good as a playoff game?
I see your point. I think the buildup and the excitement and just the nervousness of watching the game would feel like a playoff game. But no. No. And I think, in my opinion, losing that game versus making the playoffs and then losing, you know, the first round of the playoffs, it would sting more to lose that final game against the Jets compared to actually making the playoffs and losing that first round. Reminds me a few years ago when we just had to beat Pittsburgh in that final game, and they had nothing to play for, so they had their third stringers out there, and we lost. We lost. I think it would be a grave disappointment if we lose to the Jets, and that was the deciding factor of us not making the playoffs. So I think the excitement around it would be phenomenal, but it would sting, Grizz. It would sting that much more if we lost to the bungling Jets, especially Fitzpatrick. I mean, I don't know. I was about to say, why is he still in the league? But he's better than, you know, at least 10 other starting quarterbacks. But, you know, it's like the Fitz implosion. Fitzplosion. He's just... Fitzpatrick should never get your team to the playoffs. If he does, I don't know. There's something wrong. Something wrong with that picture.
I agree with you. I mean, we just end of the day. You know, would the excitement be nice? Sure. But we gotta make the playoffs, man. We gotta get that old classic vintage monkey off our back, if you will.
Is it gonna happen, Grizz? Are we making the playoffs? Let's get down to brass tacks. Are we making the playoffs, yes or no?
Ugh.
No maybes, just straight up.
No.
Yeah, I agree.
Come on.
I want to say yes. I want to be the optimist on the show. I want to say yes, they will, Grizz. But here's the thing. I know better. I've been conditioned by the past 15 years that, no, we're not going to make the playoffs. But, you know, it's December. Grizz, we're playing some meaningful football. Let's have some
fun. And
we got
a football team in Buffalo, so let's just be happy.
Be grateful, Ignas.
Let me ask you, though, like, you think about these next four games that we got here.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot what I was going to ask you.
Just ask me a question about the next four games.
What do you see happening in the next four games?
They're all winnable games, right? They are all just about as bad as the Bills.
Here's my question.
Got it.
Earlier, actually your question, and I stole it from you. Earlier you said, if the Bills play... In the next four games, they play equivalent football to what they did today against Houston.
Yeah, right.
Do they win all four games?
I say yes. I say yes, they do. You know, we put up 30 points, Grizz. If we put up 30 points in all these games, I think we win. I think we do. Barring any more injuries, I say yes, we win. What do you say?
I agree. I mean, zero turnovers today. That's huge. Yep. You know, you do that, you got a great, great shot of playing some winning football.
Mm-hmm.
You put up 30 points. And to be honest with you, defensively, I think we played decent. I mean, even the touchdown they scored, I think Houston's second touchdown. Right? There was that whole mess going on with the defense, you know, the left side of the field.
Yeah, they were still moving.
I mean, not just one guy, but like four guys moving.
Then you have DeAndre Hopkins' touchdown. I mean, it wasn't like egregious, but he had two hands pushing off on Darby.
Right, right.
So, whatever.
I say absolutely. They play the quality of football and they execute the way that they did today. Don't turn the ball over. Commit few penalties compared to what they're...
Five penalties today for 42 yards.
You're going to win. You're going to win off four
games. Get excited about that.
Let's just hope they can be consistent. Let's hope they can get it done.
I'm going to go ahead, Riz, and I'm going to punt back to you, right? I'm going to punt it back to you, and I'm going to ask, the next four games, will they play the type of football that they played today in each of the next four games?
No.
Why?
Because throughout this season, you wanted me to say because they're the Buffalo Bills, didn't you?
Billsing.
Hashtag. Throughout this season, think about what they've shown. You know, they'll play a great game, and then they'll just look like garbage. They'll play a decent game, and then they play the Giants, and they commit 5,000 penalties and just hand the game over. They win one against Tennessee by getting it done and it not being pretty, but they get it done. Then EJ comes in and plays two games and loses them, whatever. They play great against the Dolphins. Decent enough against the Jets. They can't handle the Patriots. They stink against the Chiefs. You see where I'm going here.
Yeah.
It's a lot of roller coaster.
Win, loss, win, loss.
We're talking about Six Flags. You know, you're getting on the coaster, man. You're just up, you're down, you're up, you're down. That's why what's going to happen, I think we win against Philly.
Yeah.
We keep the mojo going, if you will, from this week.
Yeah.
And we beat Philly. And what ends up happening is one of these games against Washington or Dallas, especially with Romo being out, that they're both games you kind of expect us to win or very winnable games. And they're just going to come out and play mediocre football. That's my guess.
Could you imagine we lose to Washington? Man, I just... Or Matt Cassel. That would be pretty bad.
Yeah, that would be
horrible. I don't think we will, though.
So I can't see. I don't know. I don't see him winning out, unfortunately. It's just nature of the beast, man.
All right, man. Let's ride this truck into the sunset and finish it up with a little man crush.
Man crush.
Y'all ready for this?
I was not ready for it, but now that you just did that, I'm ready.
Let's y'all ready for this?
I'm ready.
I'm going to kick things off. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to kick the ball to myself. I'm going to cover the onside's kick.
The old Charlie Brown play in the backyard. Let's hear it.
Malcolm Jenkins of the Philadelphia Eagles. Pick sixing Brady, taking it back 100 yards for the score. And the icing on the cake. The Eagles hand the big bad Patriots their second loss in a row. That feels pretty good. But I'll tell you, man, Brady down there in the red zone. They're about to score. Whoop, tip ball. Jenkins takes it. And you want to know who he jukes out on his run back? Brady himself.
Good, I don't think that's much of an accomplishment.
I'm going for it. Malcolm Jenkins, man.
To juke out Tom Brady? Like,
that's not. That
is,
was,
that, is that a noteworthy stat?
It was still nice to see.
I mean, it was fun to watch.
Can I not take pleasure in that?
Yeah, it was fun to watch. I just don't know that it's really something that should go on the stat sheet or
Brady
something.
Brady cannot run well.
No.
He does not run well. He can throw.
He throws like a champ. Heart of a champion.
Running? No.
He's a sneaky little bugger on those QB sneaks.
Well, that's where he'll get you. That's where he'll get you, Rez.
When
that's...
you said red zone, I thought you were going to say Rez zone. I was kind of wondering if we could turn that into something, given that our producer is Rez Beards. Maybe we could have something Rez zone.
Yeah, maybe a quick segment, like a quick take on our weekly show. The Rez zone.
We'll have to look into that.
Hey, we got Dan Hager coming on the show next week. I'm excited about that. We've had to reschedule with him a few times. My bad, Dan. But I'm excited to have him down here on the show.
It's really my fault, Dan. I'm sorry.
Well, I wasn't going to throw you under the bus.
Studio has been off limits 2 weeks in a row.
Producer had to go to Fiji, and then what was it last week? You went to Australia or something, right?
Yeah, tomorrow, sunny Rochester.
Yeah, wining and dining with CEOs from Europe.
Man.
Living the life. How does it feel? You are big.
It's tiring, bro.
You are big. Living the big life is tiring.
Somebody's got to sport those soft skills, bro.
Your skills are very soft.
You're no engineer.
I'm no engineer.
But I'll tell you what.
I got it where it counts.
You can organize like none other. Man crush. I got to go with Brock Osweiler, man.
Woo!
Brock!
I mean, now we're at two wins in a row here. They beat the Chargers today. I mean, he didn't have impressive stats, but I'm more so that game last Monday night going into over or Sunday night going into overtime against the Pats and getting it done. Man, you got to love that. You got to love this guy that's been sitting behind Manning. Wasn't it last year, you know, Manning comes out, right, and Brock thought he was going in, and he goes to get his helmet, and then Manning's out on the field. And he's just dejected, you know, like, come on, can I get some love here, Peyton? Can I get out on the field? Just not getting that opportunity. And then really with Peyton being out this year, seeing him step up, seeing him play some great football last week against the Patriots in a big-time game on Sunday Night Football, and then getting another win today, man, you got to love the guy.
When Peyton comes back, is he getting his job? This might be a Brady Bledsoe situation. Oof.
I think Peyton's too huge.
Peyton's cooked though. That arm's about to fall off.
Too huge to say that. Oh, sorry, Brock's got your spot. I don't see how that would happen.
Brock Osweiler, what a name.
I still think what a name. Peyton, man, he looks like Gollum from Lord of the Rings when he runs.
He is also not a runner. I'd like to see Tom Brady and Peyton Manning square off in the 40.
I go Brady.
I just don't think Peyton.
He's just got longer legs.
Peyton wouldn't get it done. He wouldn't make it. around the third, after 30 meters, or 30 yards.
However, that's your classic case of the tortoise and the hare. Peyton is so smart and so witty, I guarantee he would come up with some way to just out-scheme Brady.
He'd go Tanya Harding on him, man.
That's right.
Hold his knees.
Take his knees out. You know, convince them that the race, wherever the track was they were running, was Tom was supposed to go in the wrong other direction. That's how, and then.
Right.
He
plays some mind games.
He'd pull an Omaha on him for sure.
He'd definitely Omaha him.
Resbeer, man, what do you got, man?
You know, I gotta go with Cam Newton. The guy had a second consecutive five-touchdown game, and they've already locked up their division.
Man. And they're still undefeated.
Yep.
Carolina
Wow,
Panthers.
Does he break Rambo's record for the most nominations?
I don't think so.
That's like three in a row or something.
If he does, then I'm nominating Rambo tonight, right now.
All right.
Just for a massive hit.
The people's choice.
Yep.
Rambo.
Just because his name's Rambo.
No Cam Newton is really good. He's really good.
And he's a sizable dude. I'd love to have a quarterback as big as that guy can take hits like he can.
Yeah. He's as big as Roethlisberger, but... definitely more jacked.
Definitely doesn't
and
have
a lot
beer,
faster. Roethlisberger, man. I'm going to nominate his face.
How about his beard gut?
He scares defensive backs with that face.
Woolly mammoth.
All right, guys. It's been fun. It's kind of laid back tonight. Feeling good after a big victory. You know, it's been a little while since we've had the whole crew here. Grizz, it's been good to get back in the mix. Rez. Hey, thanks for opening up the studio to us this week, man.
We're still not full crew, man. We're missing
I know.
McColt.
We got McColt. Where's McColt?
Rez, man, thanks for being on this continent this week. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Hey, let us know if we can use the jet.
We'll do, fellas. We'll
All right. All right, guys. It's been real. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. Check us out on the Twitter. And go like our Facebook page. Have a great week, guys. Until next week, when we play the Philadelphia Eagles. Peace!
Kick it!